The server side was really lucky to catch up with Ivar Grimstad at JavaOne 2017. He's actually doing sessions on a couple of what I think are pretty important topics. One is the new MVC framework, and the other one is Java security. There was a new JSR 375 released, and it's pretty significant. The interesting thing, though, is the fact that, you know, MVC and JSR 375 don't quite get the headlines like, say, microservices and containers do. So I wanted to know from Ivar, what are the big things that people need to know about the new MVC specification and JSR 375?
I think MVC, if we take MVC first, we had a lot of attention around that a couple of years ago when the spec was part of the EE platform. And there were some noise about it when Oracle left it out. And then happily, I was so fortunate to be in that position that I could be able to receive the spec lead of that that specification. So I could get it from Oracle and keep on doing it. And since that, I've brought on Christian Kaltebot also as a spec lead. So since we were kind of the two most active members of that specification, we have been probably the best guys to take it further. And there has been a little silence, and we don't get attention anymore because of, you know, the community really wanted MVC when it started. And then it kind of everybody moved away towards microservices and containers, as we say, and everybody wanted to do single-page Java applications. But I have a feeling that's not necessarily the way. So while we are kind of in the backstream of the cool technologies, it's still something I think will be used. And I think that is, we get a lot of community responses around when I tweet or blog or say anything about it. It's we have a lot of contributors on the mailing list, and it's going fine.
Now, one of the things about MVC 1.0 is the fact that it seems to work really well with microservices, and I can see it being used heavily to create UIs for container-based applications. Is that where you see the focus being?
I also think it's going to be used a lot in more enterprise and in-house applications, but it's not like the sexy topic that attracts the audience at conferences, probably.
So in your eyes, what is it that makes MVC 1.0 so special?
Well, the most important thing, the way I see it, is that it's built on top of JaxRS. So if you're used to using JaxRS to create your REST endpoints, the transition to also add some web interfaces to your applications, because most REST applications also have some kind of admin tool going along with it. And now we can actually build on exactly the same technology, because we just add some flavors to JaxRS and then we're good to go.
So is MVC the new UI framework for container-based applications?
Definitely. I mean, if you're creating a containerized service that also has some kind of UI to it, it makes sense to, if you have developers that are on JaxRS platform and know Java EE, and you're building on that infrastructure, I see MVC is a pretty good fit there.
Now, your other talk at Java 1 is on JSR 375, the new security API that's going into Java EE. What can you tell us about that?
And this is a brand new API for EE8. And unfortunately, the spec lead wasn't able to come here. So I was asked to step in and do this talk here. I think it's an important specification because it bridges some of the gaps that were lacking in previous versions. We introduce a common terminology, so we're kind of talking about the same thing. No matter when you're talking about security, such as the authentication mechanism. We also add the the more application developer managed support. So you can, with annotations, easily add security, and you don't need to do any container or vendor-specific configuration to get it up and running.
Now, when I read the JSR 375 spec, I kind of say to myself, you know, really? Have we not standardized a lot of this stuff already? I guess a lot of the stuff like custom user registry APIs and how we connect to user repository is stuff that's been managed by the vendor in the past. So the developer really hasn't had to think about it. But yeah, I mean, do you not get that impression, geez, how did we get to 2017 and not have this stuff standardized already?
Yeah, that's true. And we have the same feeling, but now it's there, and that's a good thing. So and it's definitely a good foundation to build up on if you want to add more support for OAuth or more like the JWT support for microservices, for example. Now we have a foundation to start building on.
So what is it about JSR 375, the Java Security Spec 1.0, that makes it so conducive to working with microservices?
You do it in the application, so you don't need to configure it from the outside. So it's contained in your application, the security configuration.
So what's the big topic you see being discussed here at Java 1 2017?
I think since I'm moving around in the Java EE world, I think that one of the main topics we're going to discuss is the move to Eclipse Foundation. And there has also been a lot of discussion already on Twitter about the naming. You said they'll release the name for it to be Eclipse Enterprise for Java. And people, of course, have an opinion about that. So I think that's going to be discussed a lot.
Now, here's a question I've been asking a number of people at Java 1 2017. It's this. Looking past over the past 6 or 7 years, do you think being the stewards of the Java platform has been a blessing or a curse for Oracle?
I think they are making big money on Java, so I think it's been pretty good for them. So I don't think it's been a curse. I think the handling of EE8 in 2016 was not good. We saw a community reacted to that with the EE Guardians and MicroProfile, which grew out of that. But the turn they've now taken to open source things like open sourcing NetBeans to Apache, and the EE to Eclipse Foundation, and also open sourcing more of the JDK tooling, it they're doing a step in the right direction. I think it's going to be a positive perception.
So what advice do you have for people attending Java 1 and Oracle Open World this year, and where can people find you?
I would definitely encourage people to go to the Hacker Garden in the exhibition area. All the Java community process is there. You can join the Java JCP as an associate member. So I would encourage everybody to join the JCP and also go around there and see what's happening. There's a massive schedule of demos and stuff going around. In all the booths. I'll be doing some MVC stuff there in Hacker Garden. I'll also be demoing MicroProfile at the MicroProfile booth. So it should be pretty easy to find me around.
Now, if you're heading to Java 1 2017 this year, I highly recommend that you check out Ivor's sessions on security and MVC 1.0. And of course, if you get a chance, find him at the Hacker Gardens. I know I will. I got a bunch of extra questions on what he knows about the new Java EE MicroProfile.